This is the Texas Standard.
In a backlash against the president's immigration policies, agents of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the agency lambasted by some on the left as the president's brown shirts on the border, are now echoing a call coming from Democratic socialists, specifically that ICE should be dissolved. Jason Book is an independent journalist who reports for the Texas Observer and other publications. He broke this story. Jason, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hi, David.
What is it exactly these ICE agents are doing? They've written a letter, I understand, to the head of Homeland Security?
That's right. This is the majority of the special agents in charge, so the kind of the top supervisors for the segment of ICE that handles criminal investigations. So ICE has a few different components, but the two largest ones are the one that's most well known, which is the detention and deportation of people who are in the U.S. without legal permission. But another large component of ICE is Homeland Security investigations. And they investigate customs crimes, they investigate threats to national security. And they, for a while, have been uncomfortable with their pairing with the deportation and detention side of ICE. And now they've asked the Homeland Security Secretary to spin them off into their own separate agency within the department.
Does this come down to the so-called zero tolerance policy, or are these unrelated issues?
Well, so this is something that's been talked about for a long time. This letter was apparently circulated for some months, but there is definitely a feeling of the discomfort within Homeland Security investigations, within the criminal investigation unit, has grown during this administration, during the ICE union, which is actually only the only members of the union are people from the deportation side. The criminal investigators aren't allowed to join the union. The union's decision to endorse Donald Trump, ICE outgoing acting director Tom Homan's rhetoric, very, very strongly in support of the president. All of this has made Homeland Security investigations feel like their mission is being politicized and being harmed.
What exactly are they asking for? What do they want to see happen?
Well, so the analogy they drew in the letter were the different agencies under the Justice Department that do very different things. So FBI investigates, you know, organized crime and counterintelligence and counterespionage, I'm sorry, and DEA investigates narcotics. So they see themselves as being still under the Homeland Security umbrella, but as a separate agency from the agency that's in charge of civil detentions and deportation.
But they were brought together after 9/11, if I'm not mistaken. Surely there was an idea that there would be efficiencies, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is they share some missions. Homeland Security investigations, I think, has been unhappy that they've been pulled into some of the worksite enforcement and other priorities under the Trump administration. But the reality is there is an immigration component to what they do, whether it's enforcing employment laws or investigating smuggling incidents or human trafficking. So that is part of their portfolio. And the priorities that they have are set by the ICE director, who's a political appointee. So certainly there was at times some logic in putting them together.
Jason Book is an independent journalist who reports for the Texas Observer and other publications. He broke this story. We'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Jason, thanks a lot.
Oh, it was nice talking to you.